If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Ephesians this morning. Ephesians chapter number 1. It's good to see you today. We appreciate each and every one of you. I want to begin reading this morning at verse 15. The Bible says, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of His glory, of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all." We look at this today and we can see as Paul's speaking here, and he's talked about so many different things to the Ephesians to bring them to a position that they can understand what God is trying to do for them. He's brought them to a place. He's told them that God has called them, amen, and God has called them unto Himself, not just called, but a call unto God Himself, and to bring them closer to Him that He might be accepted in His love, and they might begin to see just how good God is. I think if we had it in our hearts today, we could realize just how good God is, how good He's been to us, and all that He wants to do for us, and the plan that He has for us in the end of this thing. We begin to see exactly how much, how big God is, amen, how much He is able to do, and what He's already done and accomplished in you and I, amen. Praise God. I don't know about you, but God's done a mighty work in my life, and He continues to do that day by day because I know how I am. I mean, I know you're probably a whole lot better than I am. You're probably a more righteous than I am. But praise God, I struggle with this old flesh all the time. Amen? Can I get an amen right there? This old flesh gives us a fit. We fight it every day. It's contrary to us. It's contrary to God. But there's a God of heaven said that He'd help us, amen, if we could just realize where He's put us. And I want to preach on a thought, on a question this morning. I want you to ask yourself, where are you? Paul was asking a question here, and he was talking about this. And we have to realize that God has put us in a place. Number one, He's put us in a position. Number one, He's given us a walk. Number two, He's given us an expectation. And number three, He's given us a service as Christians. Amen. And where do we fall in the aspects of these things? And I want to say, as our position today, our position is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Outside of Christ, we wouldn't have a place. Amen. We'd just be going along in this world trying to do the best that we can while we can. But I'm glad because of Jesus Christ, our Savior, that we have a place. We have a position in the Lord. Amen. And we get there by means, amen, it's in believers. It's in believing and trusting in Lord Jesus Christ. It's through the justification, praise God, the sanctification and the glorification, unto glorification, one day in a little while. Amen. One of these days, youngins, listen, hey, maybe a lot of things that we go through, but one day we're going to go out here shouting. We're going to go out here praising, praise God, and giving glory to God that He's brought us through all this mess that we face in this world. And one day in a little while, and I believe soon, He's going to call us out of here to be with Him. And boy, what a blessed day that is. That's why Paul would say, "Wherefore, as I also, after I heard your faith in the Lord and love unto all the saints." How do you know that you're saved? How do you know that you're a born-again believer? Praise God. He said, because you love the saints. Amen. You love fellow believers. Praise God. I love each and every one of you. I thank God for all the believers. I thank God for all the God's people. Amen. What a blessing they are to us. And He said, because God's called you, He brought you out, because God put you, placed you in a position in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. He said, because of that, He said, I just want to shout and give God the glory for where He's brought us to a place and a position where we can love each other. And I've said before, I've said it time and time, there's a lot of things that about us ourselves, praise God, that we may not like, but we love each other in the Lord, praise God, because that's what's required of us. And Paul says, because of that, he says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. So Paul's a praying, and he's thanking God for the people. He's thanking God for the goodness that God has done in the hearts of his people, praise God, to bring them in a position as believers, Lord Jesus Christ, through that justifying power of God. Amen. Now, justified means to be declared righteous by the penalty of unrighteous being paid in full. Amen. By the penalty of unrighteousness being paid in full. That's unrighteousness we know is not that's not right in the eyes of God. And he said, Jesus Christ paid the penalty of unrighteousness, paid it in full. There's nothing like him. There's nothing owed. You say, preacher, how did he pay that? He paid it by the precious blood of our Savior. Amen. He paid the price of sin by his precious blood. So that now the Bible, what Paul's teaching us here is that now we can rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's our position. Amen. So it's a legal state. It's a legal place, praise God, that God's brought us to and positioned us in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Listen, when old devil and this old flesh tries to rise up and give you a fit, praise God, just say, wait a minute. Amen. I'm not following you. I'm not part of you, praise God. I am one that is in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. I've been saved, born again, paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why we just say, Jesus, 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 pleading the blood of Lord Jesus Christ upon our lives and our situations, that God Almighty might get the glory. Amen. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 2, he said that we're a chosen generation. Amen. In other words, what Peter's telling us here is God chose us. You realize God chose you? Now, I don't know about you, but I have to wonder about that, why God would choose somebody like me. Amen. Why would God choose somebody like you? But he did. Because he loved you, praise God, and he chose you. Amen. And the Bible says, Peter goes on there, not only did he choose you, but praise God, he chose you out of darkness. Amen. A chosen generation, chosen out of darkness. A darkness is upon the face of the world, praise God. Darkness is all over the place, but God chose us out of darkness. And he called us into a marvelous light. Now that marvelous light is the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. It shines all over the place. Amen. I've said before, if we just be like a moth, just be drawn to the light, praise God, the light will make us free. He says here in verse 18, Paul's writing in Ephesians chapter 1 to the Ephesians, praise God, he said, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. He said, well, what Paul's saying, he said, we're a chosen generation. He said, we've been called out of darkness into a marvelous light, not just any marvelous light, but the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's why it's so special. That's why it stirs in your heart. That's why it illuminates you to the very fibers of your being. It illuminates us into our soul. Praise God. That's why we can love one another. Amen. That's what it's about, youngins. We need to love each other. We need to love each other through all the adversity that we're facing, all the things that's coming on this world, and they're coming. We need to be ready. We need to be looking. I told you the other day, we need to be vigilant. Amen. And while we're doing it, we need to be loving each other. Praise God. Amen. Because that's what God requires. He said, because of the marvelous light that shines in our hearts. Amen. Praise God. We've been brought unto the Lord. We've been bought by a price. Amen. Those that was not being a people, praise God, were brought to being a people in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Being His people. Being God's people, amen. Ain't you glad, praise God, today you can look the old devil in the world between beak and bill and say, praise God, I'm one of God's youngins. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, it makes me feel good when I say that. I'm one of God's youngins. Say, who are you? He said, amen. Hey, listen, I don't tell who I am in this world, it don't matter. I'm of no significance here at all. But praise God, hey, when I get to thinking about it, I'm one of God's youngins. Amen. Praise God. That means there's a high power that's in charge of my life. Praise God. And I'm one of His. Amen. I'm an heir and a joint heir with my big brother, Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. I'm looking for something to happen one day in a little while, and God's going to come and take His people. Amen. You say, preacher, how did you get that? How did you obtain it? Peter goes on and said that it's because of the mercy of God. Amen. That it's obtained by the mercy of God. That's how we got the glove of God. That's how we got the mercy of God. That's how the light was revealed, praise God, because God's mercy. And now what? How do we receive that? By trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The marvelous light shines, and mercy of God's there. It illuminates. It gives us the light that we come to, praise God. And we go from not being a people to being God's people. Amen. Because of the mercy that was shining. It was obtained, praise God, by trusting and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. He begins to give us that. So He begins to take us and put us in a position. Where are you today? Are you in the Lord Jesus Christ? Is He your Lord and Savior? Praise God. The most precious part, praise God, of your life. If He is, amen, praise the Lord. You can say, hey, listen, I have a position in Lord Jesus Christ. I'd rather have a position, Lord Jesus Christ, than any position that is offered in the world. There's a lot of positions. There's positions in jobs. There's positions in big corporations. There's positions in government. But I'd rather have a position in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Bible teaches here, Paul's teaching here, that we have a position in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have a place, amen, that's prepared for us. That where we are right now, if you've been born again, if you haven't, praise God, it'd be a good time to get to find you a position. Amen. A place in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we need. You say, preacher, how do we get that? Not only do we have a position, but we have a walk. And He says He empowers us for the walk. We can't walk it by ourselves. Amen. We don't have the strength in us today to walk the walk and talk the talk, if you will. But there's a God of heaven, praise God, that gives us the strength, amen, that we need, and we trust in the Lord. Paul says again, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know. Now I want you to notice it, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. What is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe. So how do you get this, preacher? You get it by believing. Amen? There's a lot of unbelief in the world. There's a lot of people say, well, I believe in Lord Jesus Christ. I know who He is. Amen? There's a big difference between having head knowledge, knowing who He is, and having heart knowledge, having Him in your heart. There's a whole lot of people, Brother Kevin, today that's missing heaven by 16 inches. Amen. A lot of people is going to miss heaven by 16 inches. They know in their head who Jesus is, but they've never received Him as their Lord and Savior. Amen. He's my Lord and Savior, praise God. He lives in my heart. He empowers my walk because He has the power to touch those that believe. He said, according to the working of His mighty power. Is the power of Jesus Christ when He hung upon the cross of Calvary, shed His blood for you and me, praise God, that through it we might be set free. Amen, praise the Lord. I'm talking about breaking the chains of bondage. There's a whole lot of us here today, praise God, has been under the chains of bondage. There's been things of this world and this flesh that's got a hold of us and pulled us down almost into the pit, or maybe into the pit. But God Almighty, through grace, amen, through His mercy, praise the Lord, He reached to where we was and power of the Lord God. It wasn't no power of ourselves. We don't have enough power within ourselves. If all our thoughts was dynamite, we couldn't blow our nose. But praise God, there's a God of heaven that has all power, praise God, to touch us from the top of our head, soles of our feet, praise God, to minister to us and give us a walk that's pleasing to Him. And a power of empowerment through God. So we have a position, praise God. We have a walk in Christ Jesus that's empowered by God itself. Now this walk didn't just start yesterday or today. This walk started a long time ago. So a preacher, I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't even really got in on the walk yet, praise God. Yeah, but God started the walk a long time ago. I was thinking about this today as I think about old Abram. He come out, amen, in the book of Genesis chapter 17. And God told Abram, He said, I need you to walk for me, boy. Amen. I need you to start walking. I need you to walk for me. Has God spoke to your heart today and said, hey, listen, I'd like for you to walk, and I'd like you to walk for me. He said, I'll show you the place. I'll give you direction. I'll put you in a position that you can walk, praise God, be pleasing to the Lord. And Genesis, let me just read that to you. Genesis chapter number 17. In verse 1, the Bible said, when Abram was 90 years old. Now, I'm going to say this. At 90 and 9, he was 99 years old. So you say, preacher, why do you emphasize that? Because I want to say it's never too late to start walking with God. Amen? It's never too late to start walking with God. But we need to start somewhere. We need to get a position in the Lord, and we need to start walking for the Lord. He said, appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Was there any doubt who God is? Is there any doubt in your heart who God is? He's an Almighty God. That means He has all power in heaven and earth because He told us He did. Amen. And said, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Amen. So He tells Abraham, He said, you walk before me and be perfect. Now, what does it mean to walk before Him and be perfect? You say, preacher, they ain't a perfect man. God is not talking about a physical perfection. He's talking about sincerity of our hearts. Amen? He says, put forth every bit of effort that you can to walk before Me. In other words, what God's a saying, youngins, He said, hey, listen, you walk the walk, you talk the talk, and He said, I'm going to watch you while you do it. I believe sometimes we forget that God's a watching us. Oh, we'll behave ourselves down at the house of God. And we'll behave ourselves when church people are around. But boy, when we're on our own, when we're out with the crowd, we do things and say things that we wouldn't do if we was at the house or if we was out the house of God. But I want to say God's a watching our lives every minute of every day. Amen. He's put us in a position. He's given us a walk, and He said, walk and be perfect. He said, be sincere in your walk. Amen. In sincerity, you can be sincerely right or you can be sincerely wrong. Amen. But the Bible tells us here, praise Paul tells us and God tells us that He wants us to walk, praise God, in an upright manner. In a manner that's pleasing God. What does that mean? That means we need to be conscious of what we're doing. That's what it means to be a child of God. That's what it means to be a Christian, praise God, so that we can walk a walk and talk the talk. Because God is watching. He said, walk before Me and be thou perfect. He said, He gives him some promises for doing this. He said, I will make my covenant between Me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. Now listen to what Abram done. Now this is what we need to do. And Abram fell on his face and God talked with him. Amen. Well, what we need to do, praise God, just fall on our face and say, yes, Lord. Amen. You guide me, you lead me, you show me the way you want me to walk. You lay out the path for me, praise God. Help me to walk therein. Amen. And God begins to do that. He done it for Abraham. He'll do it for you. He'll do it for me, praise God. And He'll deliver us, amen, into a place of prosperity, a place of hope and help, and praise the Lord, for His glory. As He's a watching us, praise God. He's going to be there with us. He's going to help us because He's watching. He sees where we're at. A lot of times I think we think, well, God just don't really know. He don't really know where I'm at. He don't know what I need. He knows everything about you. Hey, the Bible says that even the hairs on your head are numbered. Amen. Hey, ain't one of them falls out that He don't know about. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, and I want to say that those things don't really matter much. What matters, praise God, is we love Him and looking for His appearance. Because, brother Jim, one day we're going to see Him. One day, praise God, in just a little while, we're going to be with Him where He is. And we're looking expectantly to that. So we see God in the very beginning, in the book of Genesis, tells Abram to Father Abraham to begin a walk in Christ. He's empowered him. He's given him a walk to walk. Amen. But it doesn't stop there. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 21 that he said, what you do is you walk because you're walking in the light. God gives us a light to walk for. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 22, the Bible says, and I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty, talking about that holy city, He said, God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Praise the Lord. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. So we see what takes place here. We see that the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, hey, listen, walk. Walk in the light is illuminating light. And He said, I'll walk with you, praise God. He said, when you get to the portals of glory, you can come on in because the light's on for you. Amen. Praise God. Better, whole lot better than Motel 6. They'll leave the lights on for you, praise God. But they don't have no promises for you when you get there. Other than the light. But praise God, God gives us a promise in Christ Jesus our Lord, praise God. He gives us a position, He gives us a walk. And not only does He give us a position, walk, but He gives us an expectation. We ought to have an expectation. Well, what's our expectation? Our expectation is in Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen. Without Him, we'd have no hope. But He tells us in Philippians chapter number 1. In Philippians chapter number 1, He talks about that expectation in Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter number 1, verse 19, He says, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Paul said, you know what? He said, I have an earnest expectation. Now, what is an earnest expectation? It goes back to what he was talking about with Father Abraham. He said, that sincere desire. Amen. That's what an earnest expectation, a sincere desire to see God work in our life. That's an expectation that we have. The sincere desire, praise God, to see the Holy Ghost of God move upon our life, the Spirit of Christ and God and the Father and God the Son, praise God, to move upon us and show us and point us in a direction and help us to achieve, praise God, unto His greatness, unto His glory, praise the Lord, that we can see His magnificent face in all that we do and realize that God's hand is upon us, young'uns. He never withdraws His hand from us. He's there to help us. As long as we'll look unto Him, praise the Lord, He'll be there for us. Amen. He doesn't change His mind about us. Oh, we misbehave. We rebel. We're just like Israel. We're rebellious people, but praise God, God still loves us anyway. He'll chasten us. He'll bring us back to Himself, praise God. And when we have that, Paul says, because of that sincere desire, that earnest desire, praise God, because of that expectation in Christ. Now listen, outside of Christ, there's not a whole lot of expectation. You can't expect much. You can't expect much outside of Lord Jesus Christ because you're pretty much on your own. Amen. But with the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we're empowered. He said, we've received the power, that so great a power from God Almighty. Amen. He empowers us, praise God, to be the children of God. That's where we are. He said, we've got a position with Christ. We've got a walk with Christ. We've got an expectation in Christ, praise the Lord. That faith that we have in Him, praise God. That hope Paul preaches about here, the hope that Paul teaches about here is that hope is faith with an expectation. Faith isn't just something that's dull and dead. Faith is something that gives us an expectation of something that's far better, farther on. Amen. It's kind of like when you're a little kid, amen, and Christmas times are coming. Hello? Everybody remember that? I don't think anybody's too old to remember how Christmas was. I know it's not the same as you get older. Amen. It seems like the expenses just hit you then, and there's not a whole lot of joy in it other than Jesus Christ's birth, celebrating His birth. But as we're kids, we begin to celebrate Christmas before it ever gets here. Amen. They begin to have an expectation of Christmas morning, and I see all those packages under the tree. And when mama and daddy's at work and they're not a looking, amen, they sneak over there and they look at the names on them, and they get them up and they shake the hound out of them, see if they can figure out what's in them. Amen. Sometimes I think that's what God does, me and you. Sometimes He just picks us up, shakes the hound out of us, see if He can figure out what's in us. Amen. Sometimes Brother Cal, I believe He has to shake the devil out of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. But that's an expectation. They have an expectation. There's something good in there, boy. In just a little while, we're going to get it. But Paul's a tell them here, because of the great power of Jesus Christ, because we've been given a position, we've been given a wall, praise God, we have an expectation that there's something even bigger and better ahead. That's what excites, that's what draws a crowd of people at the Stony Fork Baptist Church on Sunday mornings. That's what draws a crowd on Sunday night and a tired, wore out people on a Wednesday night. Praise God, because there's an expectation, and we just want to hear just a little bit of the goodness of God as we expectantly wait upon Him. There's a strong desire, praise the Lord, to see the magnificence of God. Amen. To be drawn to Him with faith, with hope, with an expectation, praise God, that gives us that hope in Christ Jesus, our Savior. He says, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed. He said, listen, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Paul tells in Romans, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And he said, I'm not ashamed of it because I've got an expectation that it's what's going to bring me through this thing. It's going to plant my feet upon a solid path, upon a foundation that's sure. And one day in a little while, it's going to usher me into the portals of glory where I'll shout her out in heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, hey, have you ever thought about the best day that we have here I'm talking about when we can all come together and come inside and worship the Lord in spirit and truth. And the Holy Ghost of God begins to sing. But people begin to get sing. The Holy Ghost begins to move. The Word of God begins to be preached. And God begins to move. He begins to stir in your heart. He begins to just show you how much He loves you, because He begins to tell you, praise the Lord, where you mess up and where you need help. Praise God. He begins to show you those areas in your life. And He begins to just snuggle you up in them big old arms, like our Heavenly Father begins to show us His magnificent love, because we've got a position, we've got a walk, because we've got an expectation. Praise God. We get in our hearts and we come out shouting praise, and we just want to serve the Lord. Amen. You want to serve Him, praise God. You want to do something for Him because He's been so good to you. And the whole purpose of my life is just serving because He's been so good to me. I realize where I'm at. I realize I could be dead and in hell if it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm not so naive to think, praise God, I've attained anything within myself. I know where I could been. I know where you could been without the Lord Jesus Christ. But because Christ loved us, praise God, He come to us, amen. And it's our service in as Christians in Christ that makes a difference. You all know the very familiar passages that we see in Romans chapter number 12. Romans 12 and chapter verse 1 and 2. Paul says to the Romans, I beseech you therefore, brethren, talking to born-again believers like us, amen. If you're here today and you're a born-again believer, these verses apply to you literally. Do you hear what I said? They apply to you literally. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. That's how we got in. That's why we can call ourselves brethren. Because of the mercies of God. That you present your bodies a living sacrifice. God said, hey, God ain't pleased with old cold dead things. Amen. God likes a living sacrifice. He likes something that's alive, something that's vibrant. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, God don't want to have to put a broomstick up beside you to see if you're moving for Him. Hello? I know in my line of work and stuff, 28 and a half years down there at the plant, there's a lot of folks come in there and they said they wanted to go to work. And so you want to give them opportunity, so you'd put their name on a card, on a time card, and you'd let them punch in and go to work. And for a day or two, they seemed like they was doing real good. And after 2 or 3 months, amen, after they get that first review, after 90 days, so they realize they're going to be able to stay a while, it seems like all of a sudden they drop a gear. Amen, you know what I'm talking about? And it's just almost like you have to put a stick beside them to see if they're moving. You know, you set it up there in the morning when you assign them to a job, and at noontime they haven't passed the stick. And that's kind of the way God is with us. Sometimes, amen, as servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, in Christ, He said that we have He wants a living sacrifice. He wants a moving sacrifice. He wants a live sacrifice. Amen. That's not a lie. You say, preacher, how are we alive? We're alive in Jesus Christ, our Savior. We're alive. We believe that He is our life. He's the one that moves us and gives us our being, praise God. But He wants a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Amen. He wants a holy sacrifice, a one that's wholly committed to God Almighty. That's what makes holiness, amen, is souls that's wholly committed to God. Amen. That's acceptable to God, which is, He says, after all, it's just your reasonable service. God says, it's not out of reason to expect you to be faithful to Him. You say, preacher, why should I be faithful to God? Because God's faithful to you. Could you think about if God was as unfaithful to us as we are to them? Amen? If you was as unfaithful to your wife as we are a lot of times to God, we wouldn't be married long. Amen? If we didn't tell her we love her every now and then, amen, she might begin to think that we didn't. But I want to say God's always there. He's always there to tell us that He loves us, to show us that He loves us. And He said, it's our reasonable service, praise God, to be a living sacrifice that's acceptable to God, a holy sacrifice to the Lord Jesus Christ. He goes on and says, be not conformed to this world. Amen. He said, we can't fashion, we can't become fashionable. Amen. We've come to a place in our lives that we become fashionable. Well, you know, preacher, this is the style now. Yeah, and everybody's a-doing. Yeah, most of the world's lost. Amen. They're lost and undone without God. But He said, be not conformed. He said, don't fashion yourself like the world. The Bible says we're supposed to be a peculiar people. We're supposed to be different. Amen. We're supposed to look different, act different, praise God. We're supposed to be different because of what Christ has done in us. Praise God. Hey, we ought to be different from the inside out. We ever get different on the inside, the outside change. You know what's happening in the world today? We're trying to change people from the outside, dress them up. It's like to clean up a pig and take him to the fire and get a prize. You get that prize, take him back home, and he throws him, throw him back in the hog pen. First thing he does, wallers in the mud. Amen. You can clean up the outside, praise God. What needs to be cleaned up is the inside. Amen. He said, be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. He said, how do you do that? By the Word of God. Brother Lynn, it takes the Word of God to renew our mind. It takes the Word of God to transpose us into something that God would have for us, to transform us into His likeness. It takes His Word being applied to our hearts. It takes His Word, amen, living it day to day, accepting it, praise the Lord. What's wrong with us? A lot of times we just don't accept His Word. That's why we don't live His Word. He said, transformed by renewing mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So now we come full score. We come full circle because he told Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, praise God, that he needed to be perfect, amen. To walk before me and be perfect, amen. The Lord hasn't changed His mind. He hasn't changed His opinion on His Word. He said that we need to be a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto Him, which is a reasonable service. And He said we need to walk according to God and bring glory to God, to prove what God would have us to prove who God is in our lives, that we might be that perfect person, that sincere individual. You see what we're saying today? We have a position in Christ. We have a walk in Christ. We have an expectation in Christ. And we ought to have a service for Christ. Walking, praise God, circumspectly with God Almighty, trusting, believing in His Word that speaks to our heart because we know that we have been empowered by the Lord Jesus Christ to help us along the way. He said, it's the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe. He said, I'm going to ask you a question this morning. Where are we? Where are you in your faith? Are you a believer? Amen. Do you know? You say, well, preacher, I know about God. I know who Christ is. I'm not asking you that this morning. I'm asking you, are you a believer? Are you a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God? If you are, amen, then you have a position with Him. I'm going to say we have a walk with Him. We have an expectation in Him. And we have a service for Him. Praise His holy name. He brings us to a place of rejoicing in our souls. When we can meet these categories for God's glory, amen, we have peace in our soul. You know what's wrong with the world today? There's a whole lot of folks that don't have no peace. But Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. Amen. And He said, look, when He looked into the portals of glory and said, not my will, but thy will be done. He's talking to the Heavenly Father. He said, listen, He said, if you want peace in your heart, He said, just look into the portals of glory and said, not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Amen. Where are we today? Where are you today? When it comes to your position, when it comes to your walk, when it comes to your expectation, I don't know about you. Listen, I'm expecting Jesus to come any day. Amen. Any minute, Jesus could come take us out of here. And I want to be found pleasing to Him when He comes. Amen. I want to shout. I want to praise God. I want Him to know whose side I'm on. Praise God. When He calls me out of here, praise the Lord. I don't want to stand beside Him and Him say, I know who you are. Your name's in the book. But I don't recall a whole lot that you did. Amen. Praise God. I want to be found pleasing to my Lord. Where He can look at me and He can say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter thee in. Amen. To the salvation of the Lord. Praise God. What a blessing that'll be. That's what God's got for us. But where are we today? Where are you today? It's a question we have to ask ourselves. But I want to say today, we have a position in Christ. He gave it to us. He's offered it to us. He's provided it for us. We have a walk and an expectation, praise God, and we have a service. I hope we do. Every one of us have something we can do for the Lord. Amen. The field's wide open. Amen. The harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. We need to be about the Father's business, young'uns. Every one of us have lost people today. Every one of us have lost young'uns, lost family members that need to be saved. And we, you and I, need to be about the Father's business. But if we could take these principles and apply them to our own life, realizing what Christ has done for us, then we can attain to the same thing for them through prayer and fellowship and telling them about Jesus Christ and how good He is.